Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Stacy. Stacy writes from King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. And Stacy writes, Gerald, we have never allowed pets in our rentals, but lately we've been getting more tenant applicants with pets. Do you think we should start allowing pets in our rentals? Well, that's a great question, Stacy. First and foremost, it's important that your property management policies and procedures address something like this before you even accept rental applications. It just makes decision making a lot easier. Now, I've been a landlord for almost 20 years, and I, like you, actually have a no pet policy myself because of the damage that pet owners who are irresponsible can do to a property. And in some local real estate markets, you can actually collect an additional security deposit for a renter with a pet. In other local markets, you cannot. So you want to find out what the rules are in your local market. Don't guess and hope. Actually find out. But ultimately, real estate boils down to supply and demand. And the person with the money ultimately normally gets the final say. And in this case, the person with the money are your potential tenants. And that's to say that if you can attract and retain good paying tenants with a no pet policy, then you can keep the status quo. But if you're losing good tenant prospects because of your no pet policy, it's probably time to revisit and reconsider it. So thanks for your question, Stacy. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at GeraldLucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.